family, read Bible stories to your children every night as part of the bedtime routine. Also, assist your children with memorizing some key Bible verses about Jesus Christ and the Christian faith. Honor your wife. Do you want to have an open line of communication with God? Then treat your wife with respect and honor. 1 Peter 3:7. There is no other person on the face of this earth whom you should honor more than your wife. Wow, there is so much that God wants to do with and through you and your mate as a couple. But this need not feel overwhelming. Not at all. It all comes down to one very simple principle. Husbands, love your wives. Ephesians 5:25. Loving your wife is the starting point of becoming a husband who cherishes, protects, and nourishes. No husband wakes up in the morning and says, "I think I won't love my wife today." Yet, by our actions or lack of actions, we may be doing just that. Start following God's command to love your wife so that this can be said of the two of you. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. Luke 1:6. A heart that loves your children. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. While writing this section, I found in my notes a copy of an article from Newsweek magazine entitled, "Dear Dads, Save Your Sons." The writer, Mr. Christopher N. Bacorn, a trained psychologist in Texas, lamented the fact that most of the youthful offenders of gang violence, guns, and drugs were males. In the article, he asked the question, "Where are the fathers?" He then answered, "Well, I can tell you where they're not. They're not at PTA meetings or piano recitals. They're not teaching Sunday school. You won't find them in the pediatrician's office holding a sick child." You know, without Jesus Christ in our lives, we too might be an absentee father. We too might be on the golf course, tennis court, bowling alley, or the lake fishing, or working from early morning to late at night. We too might be watching the national average of 6+ hours of television per day. In short, without a biblical understanding of our God-given priorities as a man after God's own heart, we would be everywhere except in the company of our children. Living out your beliefs. Fortunately for us as Christian husbands and fathers, God has given us specific directions in the Bible for our roles and responsibilities. In Ephesians 5, we received our marching orders for our relationships with our wives. And then Ephesians 6 gives us these guidelines for parenting our children. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. In the first half.